یا علی مدد. الوائز رائے ابو علی مشنری، وائز نمبر 607،
20th of April, year 2002. مائی لیکچر ٹو دی اسٹوڈینٹس ان سانا مونیکا جماعت خان آف ایل اے یا علی مدد. آئی ہیو آلریڈی اسٹارٹڈ لٹل ٹاک. آئی ایم ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ اسماعیلیز اینڈ اسماعیلیز from Muslim point of view. So, I was explaining to you our position in Islam. As I told you, we believe in one God. There is no partner to God. God is unique. No one like Him. God had no body. He has no physique. Nothing is like Him. And He is transcendent. He is above everything. We cannot comprehend Him fully. So we believe in one God, but there is a little subtlety between the understanding of Muslims generally and we Ismailis. And what is that? I asked these Sunnis, when they say about Allah, 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 what is Allah? Oh, He is merciful. I say merciful is the attribute, not His person. His person or personality or personage, it's something different. So we say Muslims cannot understand this thing, but we know God is Nur. Nur means light, but when we say light, it doesn't mean this kind of light. Word Nur cannot be translated into English except light with capital L. It is not sufficient. Nur means which has all the qualities that God's attributes we are being told. There is kindness in Nur, there is mercy in Nur, there is maintenance in Nur, there is destroy in Nur, everything. So Allah is Nur, and that Nur has no form. Now, the difference between Nur and us is so great that we cannot understand Nur. Now, if God wants us to understand, He can. But normally, human being is very weak. Human being cannot comprehend God. So He appointed a person known as a Nabi or a prophet. So He sent 124,000 prophets. 124,000 prophets from Adam up to Prophet Muhammad. The time is so great that we cannot definitely can say so many years, because 124,000 prophets in every nation, in every country, in every civilization, there were prophets. No country, no nation has been spared. So we Ismailis also believe. The other people, they don't believe, other Muslims. And that belief is the guidance of God is continuous, perpetual. Not that 1400 years ago Prophet Muhammad died and the guidance of God also ceased. Human intelligence doesn't accept it. If God has created, so He maintains it. Guidance did not stop. After the death of Prophet Muhammad, the communication between a prophet and God stopped, because he was the last prophet. But the guidance to mankind did not stop. It is continuous, perpetual, and it will last forever so long human being is living on this earth. How? Prophethood ended. But then it was Imam who gave the guidance and leadership to mankind. Let me tell you another thing. There are two words you must remember: Tanzeel and Taweel. Tanzeel means revelation. Taweel means interpretation. Tanzeel, that means revelation, stopped. Now remains the guidance from that revelation, which is known as interpretation. Sometimes Muslim friends meet me. Normally they don't talk much with me, but sometimes I ask. In Quran, Allah says, there is knowledge in Quran of everything. Past, present, future, there is knowledge, information in the Quran. So I asked one person, how about artificial respiratory system? If a person becomes very terribly, terminally ill, then they put him on the machine which gives the breathing artificially. So he was mum, couldn't speak, couldn't answer. Now it must be in the Quran. We can't get it. How about transplantation? There is nothing in Quran. A mullah cannot say this is the ayat. But it is the Imam, the speaking Quran. Imam is the speaking Quran. Mawla Murtaza Ali had that claim. You know anything about Jang-e Siffin? There was a big battle between Ali and Muawiyah. Muawiyah had nearly 7 times more people in his army than Mawla Murtaza Ali had at that time. But because of Mawla Murtaza Ali himself, he was a very good fighter, and his own other ashab like Malik Ushtar, very brave man, and other people, Muawiyah's people, his armies, they were just retreating and they were at the verge of losing the battle. So Umru As, an accomplice of Muawiyah, he ordered, just tie a book of Quran on their spear's head and just raise it. When they raised it, Mawla's army stopped. At that time Mawla said, arm the speaking Quran, just destroy this Quran. But Mawla's own army, they did not follow that. So Ali said, I'm speaking Quran, because he knows the interpretation of Quran. And that is why we Ismailis, we believe that Imam has the prerogative of giving the interpretation of Quran applicable to the present time. It is Imam who can tell us now in this 2002 year, if you have any technological or any scientific or any other problem, Imam can guide you. So we must follow Imam. That is the guidance of Noor of Allah. This is our faith. Yeah. Will you please stand? Thank you. very nice. Yeah.
It says in the Quran you have to pray 5 times a day, and we Ismailis pray 2 times a day. Is that because... Three times a day?
My son, there is no mention of 5 prayers in Quran. It is the misinterpretation of Quranic guidance that these mullahs and sunnis have. Our Imam is a direct descendant of Prophet Muhammad. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
He knows Quran more than anyone on earth. He will not guide us anything against Quran. And I have read Quran. There is no mention of 5 prayers in Quran. At that time, it was only Prophet Muhammad's guidance, because of the time was such. Arabs were lazy people, lethargic people. They were drunkards, and because they had lot of slavery, they did not work, the slaves were working, so they were lazy guys, and that's why Rasulullah told them to stand, go in ruku, go in sajdo. That prayer was introduced for the sake of worldly, physical benefit. But Allah has mentioned in Quran many places about 3 times of prayer, in the morning, in the evening, and in the night. But there isn't any mention of 5 prayers in Quran. Any question?
My mother, about how we are Muslims first and then Ismailis. And as being Muslims, we can go to a mosque, but another Muslim, not being an Ismaili, cannot come to Jamaat.
Surely.
Why
you,
is that?
What standard you have in your school?
Well, I teach.
You teach?
Yes. Yeah.
How far you have gone in education?
In school?
No. You have any degree?
Yes, I'm a teacher.
You are a teacher? You know better than anyone else. A primary class student cannot attend into the university. Shariat, Tariqat, Haqiqat, Marifat. There are 4 levels of religious education. Religious understanding, religious knowledge in Islam. General Muslims, they are in first level Sharia. Now we are in Tariqat. Our level is higher than Sharia. So we can go into their mosque. They cannot come here. A first class passenger can go and sit in second class. But the second class passenger cannot go and sit in the first class. We are tariqati people. And in tariqa, there are many tariqas. A tariqa means a particular way of following faith. Islam has lot of interpretation, and difference of interpretation has caused 73 sects in Islam. As I just told, that it is the Imam's prerogative to give the interpretation of Quran applicable to the present modern time. This is known as a tariqah. Because Muslims have no Imam, that's why they just stuck up the interpretation of 1400 years ago. Like see in Saudi Arabia, they just cut the hand of a thief. Even now in this present time, this kind of punishment was prevalent during the time of Prophet Muhammad. That was a different time. But if you apply that order of Quran now, it is not acceptable. Four wives at that time, okay, because many men were being killed in wars and battles. Women had 1-to-2 ratio, and they were destitutes. So Allah gave this order with a condition. But now that order is not applicable. In certain Muslim societies, still they follow it. See the condition of this Mullahgiri in Afghanistan. So, you know, present time is so difficult that learned people in Islam, they cannot give any judgment and guidance to the people how to behave. But our Ismaili system is such, we have been every time throughout the history guided by Imam of the time. I give you a little, this morning I spoke in my voice, a small example. During the time of Maulana Hasan Ali Shah, 100 and 150 years ago, we had 5 hours Baitul Khayal Ibadat in the morning, 12 to 5. Do you think Hazir Imam, if say, okay, you go to Jamaat Khana for 5 hours every day in the morning, no one can stand that? So Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah changed to 3 hours, then 2 hours, now it is 1 hour, which is also seems to be a long thing. So according to time, according to our tolerance, according to our ability, Imam guides us. This is Ismaili faith. That is the answer.
I just have some questions. I'm not sure myself. You know how we get zakat? Is that our way of zakat? Like, is that our almsgiving?
Good question, beta. I give you an example and then give the answer. A man is working about 4 or 4:30. He leaves the office. He has a small child. In the way, the father buys a chocolate. When he comes home, that 3-year-old boy or girl runs to the door. Hi, daddy. He hugs the child, gives him the chocolate. The child opens the wrapper, and then father, the dad, he says, give me a little piece. And the child breaks a small piece, puts in the mouth of the father. Now father is asking a little piece of chocolate. If he really wants to eat it, he can buy as many as chocolates. But here the theme is to instill the love between father and child. He wants to know how much he loves me, and he loves him. He is not needy or greedy about a little piece of chocolate. Maula Bapa, Allah Himself, in Quran also, whatever we have given you, spend in the way of God. And Allah has enjoined upon mu'mins to pay 20% out of the income. It is known as khums, 1/5. So Allah doesn't need anything, still He is asking for money from your income. Allah is not going to run any corporation. But it is a kind of measurement how much you obey Him, how much you love Him. This is the basis of the sunnah. The sunnah is a word from Sanskrit, one-tenth, which is equal to ushr, one-tenth in Arabic. Then zakat is 2.5%. It is given to Prophet Muhammad to run the faith, run religion, propagation, some other things. And this is the right that the peer receives. So 10% for the imam, 2.5% for the propagation of the faith to peer, it comes to 12.5%, which is equal to 1/8. But another 7.5%, because it's 20% total. So 12% you deduct from 20%, the remaining is 7.5%. This 7.5%, it is up to you to spend this money amongst your needy and poor relatives, your friends, in the Jamaat or in the society at general. So every Muslim is ordered to spend 20% of his income. We Ismailis, we pay 12.5% to Mawla Bappa, and then 7.5% we keep to spend for our relatives, friends, poor people, and this charity is necessary. This is the structure of Islam. And for that reason, Hazrat Imam has a, in olden days, Maulana Sultan Muhammad Shah had appointed welfare societies in the Jamaat. Now, it has been expanded. We still have welfare societies, that those Ismailis who are very poor, they have no income, so welfare societies help them. Let me tell you one more thing. Listen, and listen attentively. I have traveled a lot, very extensively. I have seen 124 countries. And for the past 68 years, I have been traveling throughout the world. I have seen beggars on the street, Christian beggars, Jew beggars, Hindu beggars, Sikh beggars, Muslim beggars, Buddhist beggars, Brahmin beggars, all sorts of, all communities, people, there are begging society in the world on the street. But I have never seen any Ismaili begging in the street. I have never seen. Because it is the blessings of Mawla Bappa. We haven't got any poor Ismaili of that extent that he has to beg there in the street. We are always there to help. Even Mawla Bappa helps. And there are so many hundreds of people on earth in our Jamaat throughout that Hazrat Imam is giving them maintenance and grants. No Ismaili is a beggar. So you know, when we say about talk about the sunnah, so it is how the explanation and distribution is done. Yes, better? I couldn't, you know, I'm an old man, I've got a little bit, come here.
What will happen on the day of judgment?
Yes, day of judgment? Day of judgment is there, and the day of judgment is the day of death. When a man dies, his account is opened. And now we have computers, so we can understand easily how God has managed. What is your name?
Sean.
Sean? Fine. Allah says, two honorable recorders are with everyone. As soon as a baby is born, two angels, they are appointed to record every good and bad thing of that baby until he dies. And we say these two people as Karaman Katibin in the language of Quran, the honorable recorders. One who writes good things, good deeds, he sits on your right shoulder. Don't try to see him, you will not see him. And the one who writes the bad things, our sins, he sits on the left side. Now the poor fellow on the right side has no work, all the time sitting, because we don't do anything good. And this fellow is so busy that he helps him to write, just give the pencils. When I was about 7 years old, I heard this story, and whenever I used to rise in the morning from my sleep, I would try to see, but I never saw anyone. When I grew, it is in our mind, you know, we have memory. Whatever we do, it is recorded in our subconscious mind. Good and bad both. When we die, this account is opened. Computer is open, and you can download all these old files. It is recorded in our man's mind. And this is what comes before. Allah says, a film will be shown to you, whatever you have done, good and bad. It's not any film of this kind that we use now. It is the film here. You close your eyes and you can just see your house. You can see your school. You can see your friends. So this is human intelligence, human memory, human mind that is recorded. And at the time of death, every whole complete film of our whole movie, of our whole life will come. And then we will be given any kind of decision, this or that. Okay?
And I have another question.
There are two or more questions.
Who has a higher standard, Ismaili or
Sunni Muslim? Higher standard means what? In what?
In religion?
Listen better. Muslims are Muslims and we are Muslims. If a Muslim is a good person, remembers God, does not do anything evil, and if an Ismaili is doing evil and doesn't follow Mola, so that Muslim is better than Ismaili. It is the deed, it is the action, it is the behavior, it is the understanding, it is the way of living which is counted for. An Ismaili, because he is an Ismaili, he will not be given any pass to just go through. It depends on his actions, on his good deeds, on his ibadat, and on Hazrat Imam's obedience. Okay? Doesn't matter
which religion you believe in?
Doesn't matter?
Yeah, like if you're a Christian or a Jewish.
Yes, a religion is a way of life between you and the Creator. And also, religion helps us to live in society, and we must not be hurting anyone or burden to anyone. It is very necessary. Religion is to make human being a good human being. I have been ordered that I have got 5 minutes. And 10 seconds have passed. Come up. Have you anything more? No. I use these 5 minutes. You are like my children. And I love you. One thing I have learnt in my life, because of my parents, I want to give you a page of my biography, my autobiography. I was 7 years old. And right from my childhood, with my parents, I was going to Jamaat Khana. I'm coming down from a very religious family. 7 years old, in the evening after classes were over, was a football match. So I was appointed as the goalkeeper. And I was good in goalkeeping. Slowly, slowly time passed. Sun was going down and down, and I was remembering Jamaat Khana. I felt that I'm late. The game was still going on. So I told my captain, I'm going for urinating. He said, okay. My shoes, my cap, my books, my jacket was there, and I ran to my house, leaving all these things. My father, my mother, they had already gone to Jamaat Khana. I took a bath, changed, went to Jamaat Khana, first prayer was over. My father was Mukhi. When we came home after Jamaat Khana, father asked her, where were you? Why were you late? I said, this was the matter I explained. He told my mother, don't give him dinner tonight. 7-year-old boy had lunch at 1 o'clock, and now it is 8 or 9 o'clock in the night. I was very hungry and weak. Father went away. My mummy did not give me anything. Had she given me dinner, in spite of telling my father not to give, I would have been spoiled. But my mummy, my mother, did not give me anything to eat. I slept hungry. Early morning, 5 o'clock, my mother got me up. I washed, had sipped my niyaz after prayer, and then she served me breakfast. She prepared specially hot for me. And when she served me, she was crying. I asked, Mommy, why are you crying? She said, I haven't eaten anything. But why didn't you not eat? How can a mom eat? Having a hungry child. It hurt me very much. I'm now 83 years old. But since that day, I've never missed a Jamaat Khana. Never. Yes, when I'm flying or I'm in train, in the safari, in traveling, I can't attend Jamaat Khana, but otherwise I've never missed. I tell you people, if you keep the attendance of Jamaat Khana, and if in certain cases, in certain compulsions, you cannot attend Jamaat Khana, say your prayer wherever you are. By walking you can say your prayer, even cycling you can say your prayer, never missed. And I'm before you. Yes, please.
What's your name?
Huh?
What's your name?
My name? I have no name. My name is Abu Ali.
Okay, anyway guys, thank you very much. I hope some of your questions were answered. Our time is up because the parents are now almost ready to pick you guys up. Hope you had a little bit of informative session. Even in the 2 minutes or 3 minutes that I sat down, I learned to see a few good things over here. Always remember, like Alwai said, attendance in Jamaat Khana is very, very critical. Remember?
Never in Jamaat Khana.
You know, it is when you can't come to Jamaat Khana, that's okay. Say your prayers at home. Those are the very critical lessons that we can learn in life, and I think it's very important that you understand that. The benefits of it you will reap as you grow older. You still won't understand it right now because you are young, but you will understand it as you grow older. You will, I know that. Okay? Thank you very much, and Jai Ali Madad, everybody. Thank you, everybody.